Hello, my name is Jeremy Bailey. On Friday the 13th of June 1997, my brain was swapped with that of the janitor at the high school where I used to teach. Since that time, I've not seen my family, my friends, or my wife. I lost my job, and now I'm forced to make ends meet begging outside of a local bus shelter. Won't you help me?
Jeremy is just one of hundreds of Americans affected by Freaky Fridaying, or Annabelle Syndrome as it is more commonly known, every year. While some learn important life lessons and a greater understanding of the plights of others, some are not so lucky.
I barely knew that janitor. What the hell was I supposed to learn from him? That it's hard to clean the toilets? I know that.
While Freaky Friday awareness was in vogue in the 1980s due to such films as Like Father, Like Son, Vice Versa, and 18 Again, like all trendy causes, public interest soon waned. But the problem itself continues.
I don't understand what happened to my father. He hadn't acted normally in 4 years. He stopped going to work. He stopped talking. All he did was eat and sleep.
Unfortunately, Catherine Henderson's father, Walter, woke up on the morning of April the 13th, 2007, to find himself in the body of his beagle, Chester. After a series of humorous escapes, he was captured by local representatives of the ASPCA and eventually put to sleep. Meanwhile, Chester, in the body of a human he did not understand, was fired from his highly technical job at a local computer company. His family fell on hard times, and Chester was eventually committed. He died in the spring of 2010, drowned while attempting to drink out of a toilet. Freaky Fridaying affects hundreds of lives and thousands of families each year. With your generous donations, we are identifying swapped brains more quickly and teaching important lessons at a much faster rate. Please donate. Thank you.